367 submissions and counting. As you may know, there's a parliamentary inquiry into school libraries and teacher librarians in Australian schools, and the sixth of 12 public hearings is on today at Parliament House in Canberra. It comes at a time when there are mixed messages about the value of school libraries and librarians. Nearly half of primary schools asked to upgrade or rebuild their library in the government's BER building programme. But many of these facilities won't have the proper people to run them. According to the Australian School Library Association, in the Northern Territory, 62 new school libraries have been approved, but only three will have fully qualified staff. Karen Bonanno is the Executive Officer of the Australian School Library Association, and she joins me now. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you, Richard. Great to be here.
Now, you obviously believe libraries and librarians have a central role in schools. How do they help young people to learn?
They have a significant role to play, particularly now that we're working in a far more complex information landscape. Their area of expertise is in the digital information literacy area, whereby they're actually helping to teach students how to find the information, to discern whether it is accurate or fact or opinion, someone's perspective, whether it's a bogus website if they're looking at websites, and then how to then take the information that they find is relevant to the task that they wish to do, and then to apply that to their learning. So
right.
They have a significant role now in this complex environment that we find our young people in their learning.
Right. So it's teaching a kind of digital literacy, an understanding of digital grammar and digital sources as much as anything else.
Yes, it is. When we read a book, we read it differently to the way that we would read a screen.
Mm.
And so there are lots of skills that need to be taught for young people, how to focus their attention when they're working in a particular digital environment, and then how to look at some of the multimedia and digital tools that are there, and how they also then apply that to their whole learning and thinking process that they're engaged in.
And does the training that school librarians need to have, does it reflect this?
The training is constantly being assessed as to the changes that happen within the profession. In Australia at the moment, we have only three tertiary education institutions that are accredited or recognised as providing courses suitable for teacher librarianship training. Now, these courses are constantly under review, and they also have input from what is called an advisory committee, whereby those people come from the background of being a teacher librarian, they come from other academics in the industry, they come from us as a profession, and also from the Australian Library Information Association that is also representing librarians and school librarians throughout Australia. So we have input constantly into the suggestions and, I guess, focus groups of what we consider is the most appropriate information, particularly for people to graduate with core knowledge, skills and capabilities in this profession.
Well, clearly for you, and I think you've made the case, that the position of teacher librarian is as vital in a way as that of the teacher. Do the people who make the decisions in schools, mostly the principals, agree with that though?
I do believe they do agree with that. I think the tough decisions that principals face these days is that there are so many competing projects that they're being asked to spread the dollars around in their school. And so they look at possibly the library as being a soft target. They see that the library seems to be functioning. And so what they do is they then channel the funds into another project. And at the moment, with the education systems in Australia, we've got some major projects that are in place, dealing with technology, dealing with literacy, dealing with numeracy. And so it's a tough call for school principals these days. And unfortunately, the school library and the teacher librarianship profession has been a soft target, and it's now in a severe state of decline, but it should never be undervalued for the contribution that it makes to the teaching and learning of young Australians in every school.
But some principals clearly do undervalue it. In fact, I've read a quote from you in which you said that you've heard from some of your members that some principals have said, well, we don't really need you because they've got the internet now.
Yes, and that is a perception problem. It's a perception problem in believing that the internet and the World Wide Web is going to provide every answer. Now, even with the building education revolution, the building of infrastructure, building buildings, is not actually going to change anything to student academic standards. It's the people and it's the resources that you place within those institutions, within those buildings, and also within schools, that will make a difference to students' academic achievement.
It seems to be particularly bad, this, as I mentioned when I was introducing you, in the Northern Territory, where there's this massive disparity between the number of new school libraries that have been approved and the number which have the staff.
Yes, it's a little bit chicken and the egg. By schools, and as you indicated right from the start, nearly 50% of primary schools have taken up the Building Education Revolution P21 element. And that is an indication that I see that schools actually value having school libraries. The problem is there's not that equal value of equity of people and resources within those environments. And so even though the Building Education Revolution was an economic stimulus package, I think it needs to be reviewed in the sense that we need to be looking at the fact that it needs to be a little bit more equitable in the distribution of funds, that we need to be looking at putting the right people in those school libraries. We need to be making sure that the resources that are there that address the learning needs of the kids in the school, and that there are programs in place that actually allow the students to develop the skills to become a responsible digital citizen. Because we're dealing here with an equity issue. We're dealing here with parents who've got kids in schools where they have a teacher librarian, they have a good library program, they have a well-resourced library, and then we've got other schools that do not have those three core elements that are essential for students.
On Life Matters today, my guest is Karen Bonanno, who's Executive Officer with the Australian School Library Association. As you may well be aware, the Federal Parliament is having an inquiry into school libraries and teacher librarians at the moment, and obviously the School Library Association is putting in its submission. Can I ask you, Karen, because it's essentially an ageing profession, just as actually the wider profession of teaching is ageing, what can be done about this specifically for teacher librarians?
We can look at retraining programs for teachers and trying to bring a younger group of teachers through in that retraining. We may even have to revisit and think about, well, what are the core skills and capabilities that we need for people in the profession now, and also that the type of personality that we need to bring into a school library environment. Because within the inquiry, the New South Wales Primary Principals Association indicated that the teacher librarian is a person in the school that actually touches every child's life throughout the life of the child in the school. And so we need to be thinking about what type of people we wish to bring into that position, and also look at, well, what are the skills that they need, and then revisit. We may not be able to rely on the traditional pathways that people take to enter into the profession at this time, because it is a constantly changing and a complex environment within which everybody works within a school.
It's easy to see, especially at primary school level, how vital books are in our schools at that level. But once they're at high school, students tend to go, when they're doing an assignment, they go to the internet first now, not books. Are book collections going to become outmoded?
I don't believe they will. I believe that there will always be a place for a book. I mean, if you look around society, you've always seen people with books. In fact, if you talk to the book publishing industry, there would be an indication there's probably an increase in the sales and in the publication of number of titles. So we will never actually see the book dying. It's just that we will see that the information is going to be delivered in different formats. And so as we begin to have the introduction of iPads, but we've already got now Kindles and e-readers, there's only going to be a limited supply of material that's going to be suitable. And at the moment, there's not a lot of suitable material that is education or school-based. We've got material that's out there for general public to tap into. But progressively over the years, we're going to see, I guess, the penetration of that type of technology into what we may read and how we may read. And then that actually then allows another layer of complexity of skills that need to be imparted to our students.
So what do you hope will come from this parliamentary inquiry, Karen?
Well, we hope that the department will, at the federal level, will establish a unit that will actually implement the outcomes of the inquiry. And in that process, that we will see that there will be some sponsorship or some funds available to be training people, that there will be some decisions made in regard to the standards in the sense of what funding should be available to schools per capita, per student, in the sense of resources that are purchased. We would like to see some funding in the sense of every child in Australia has access to a bank of online databases that are suitable either for primary or secondary. And we really would like to see that this equity issue can be addressed in that every child in Australia has access to a well-resourced school library, an established school library program, both in literacy and also digital literacy, and that they have a qualified person there in some sense, not necessarily physically, but they do have access to somebody who is able to assist them through this whole learning program, because it is the right of every child in Australia to have a good quality education.
No arguments there. Karen, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That is Karen Banana, who is Executive Officer of the Australian School Library Association. And the Federal Parliamentary Inquiry into School Libraries and Teacher Librarians is currently accepting submissions. It's holding public hearings until July. You'll find details on the website, abc.net.au/rn/lifematters. And if you don't want to put a submission in, but you do want to comment, you'll find it very easy to comment via our story-based commenting. This is Life Matters with me, Richard Adie. You're on ABC Radio National.